Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
To another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather Whiskey here on Whiskey Week. I am JB. And I am running solo once again while I gave my co-host here, I gave him a little vacation. I said, take some time off, get your mind straight. Get your body right. Get all that together. Get it looking perky, And don't come back on here ugly as fuck, because we can't have that, I need you looking prettier than ever. As we continue this 2022 here of The Last Drop. This is a special month for me. First of all, happy Black History Month to everyone out there. Learn something about Black History daily, people. My cousin does this thing with her kids in Kentucky where she, teaches them, a new Black History moment, if you will. Or something in Black History, a moment or whatever. She teaches them in, daily. Here's the daily Black History knowledge thing of the day or something like that. I think it's a beautiful, amazing thing. But not only that, we got a lot of things coming up here in L.A. Valentine's weekend, the Super Bowl weekend. L.A. is going to look like such a shit show. If you live in L.A., try not to leave the house. And I don't say that because of COVID. I say that because that 405 is about to be a fucking nightmare. Oh, my God. I can already see it now. I am fucking terrified of next week. I'm scared because I'm man, I'm not going to be able to get nowhere, am I? I'm hearing they're going to be having events here and Long Beach and stuff. I'm just oh, God. I thought they were just going to keep this shit in Inglewood and leave. Oh, I'm sorry, not Inglewood. I meant Northwest Chester. And, kept it in that area. But, no, I hear some shit going on in Woodland Hills, downtown L.A., downtown Long Beach. I'm oh, God damn it. Ordering food is going to take fucking 2 hours to get here and shit. So if you live in the L.A. area, prep well, because a storm is coming. But not only that, it's a important month as well, too, because here on the whiskey side of things, it is my new favorite spirit month for the 2022 lineup here. That is here on Whiskey Week. It's Blue Run, baby. So last month, I did a bunch of I did Michter's Rise for damn near the whole month. Well, I'm not doing that this whole month. I'm only doing it for this week. But this week, I'm doing the Blue Run Rise. I got the Blue Run Golden Rye right here. I got the Blue Run Kentucky Straight Cash Strength Rye. And, I got two bottles of glory. I kept debating on which I wanted to do. I was like, do I do the high rye bourbon first and mix it with something else? Or do I just go straight in? And then I thought about it. I was like, I got two ryes. Just knock those out real quick and do those. And then I'll mix and match. I come in here with the high rye bourbon. I got my Blue Run hat on right now, which I want to thank Blue Run Spirits for tremendously for this, man. I check their website daily trying to buy merchandise because I'm just a huge fan now, dude. Huge fucking fan of this company. And the CEO of the company, I've been chatting it up with him, and I said, dude, I got to get some more of this merch, baby. I got to get some more merch. His name is Mike. Mike, thank you so much again. He sent me this hat, and I fucking wear it almost every day now. If I go into the office, I'm wearing it. If I leave the office, I'm wearing it. I wear it around the house. I'm wearing it right now. I wear it damn near everywhere. So, yeah, I love this hat now. I'm sure people, once they get some more merchandise up on there, if they come back in stock, I'm definitely getting some more. But one other thing I would love to get my fucking hands on is some more of your fucking delicious bottles. So, Blue Run, if I'm not mistaken, someone from Nike and Facebook collaborated on this, too. I don't really know the backstory on it, so I don't really want to fuck that up or nothing. But the bottle itself, man, it's gorgeous as hell. And the only reason why I've known about the spirit, because they just started in 2020, new spirit company. And the only reason why I know about it is because my man in Jersey, Bourbon Enthusiasm Frank, he's been talking up and down about it. And I always thought, I was like, you know, I guess I never really thought much about it because I never really seen it in stores over here. Until I found it at Court. And I said, well, fuck it, I'm just going to buy all three of them. They got three different expressions, I'm going to buy all three of them, fuck it. And some, I think all of them I have two sets of, except for the Blue Rye Golden. I only have one of those, so, which is fine. I've been drinking on that High Rye Bourbon like crazy. That's my shit right there. That's my everyday sipper. That's my go-to bottle now. And I love it. It's delicious as hell. I had it last night. I was playing video games and I had it. And I've had both of these now sitting in these glasses for at least about, shit, it's been sitting in here for like 2 hours now. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't forget about them, but I had some things I needed to do. I'm kind of been rushing around today, which is why, also another reason why Cody probably couldn't be on as well, too. It's just so much running around, so I was just like, you know what, come back next week, take a vacation, take the week off. Don't worry, I'll send you a quarter in the mail. You'll still get that quarter in the mail, don't worry. Let's get into drinking, though, now. Let's get into talking about this blue. First of all, let's talk about the design of the bottle. It's beautiful as hell. I love the shape of the bottle. It's got this unique glass that it's held up in. It always got some little exceptional complex straight rye whiskey. Hand bottled in Barstown, Kentucky by Blue Run Spirits. But the butterfly. Who would have thought this is like... It's a simple little label on here. Blue Run, Kentucky Straight, bam. And then it's got this butterfly. And each one got like a different color depending on the expression, if you will. The butterflies just stand out, man. The flies don't lie. And you know what? I love the flies. You know, I'm hooked on a feeling, and you got to believe it. I don't really care for the... Well, I shouldn't say I don't care for it, but I just now opened up the Golden Rye, which is the only one I haven't tried out of the three I have now. And I just opened it up, and I've had it sitting in here for 2 hours now. And I'm looking at it. I don't really care for the copper design of the butterfly here. But it's still fucking gorgeous. It was bottled. This is bottle number 3,468 out of 5,369, which seems like the most they've ever made out of anyone. So the Golden Rye. Let's just talk about Golden Rye real quick. Let's go ahead and pop that bad boy open. So, take the little cap off. Thank you, Wonders of Whiskey, for your beautiful glasses, as always. Oh, god damn, that smells good. Ooh, man, 95 proof, ABV's at like 47.5, so yeah, 750 milliliter, obviously. I think it was like 92 barrels were produced. This is retailed at $99, about $100 even. I paid $120 for this, so $20 more than retail, not bad. I got this at Court, like I said. Oh, man, this is so good. I tried looking up its mash bill and all that. I couldn't really find that, so. The appearance, though, it's got, like, this light, clear color. But it's bright, though. Like a tangerine color, actually. Almost like a tangerine honey color. Nose, it's got, like, some black pepperish snap to it. With, like, baked honey nut bread or something. Oh, man, it smells so good. It smells so even, though. You know, that was the one thing I loved about it when I first opened up the High Rye Bourbon. It's the it's like perfectly balanced. It's like Thanos, baby. It's just perfectly balanced. Like, it was like, it had the sweetness, it had the spices to it, it had the ABV to back it up. It wasn't too strong. It was just perfect. I mean, it was just like, bam, hits you right in the middle. I know some people that said they didn't enjoy it as quite as much as I did. And I just say those people are fucking crazy. So let's go ahead and sip this bad boy. Ooh. Bacon spices is the first thing that jump out of the tongue right there. It's kind of got like a like nice little pop to it. Ooh. It's got this crispness to it. Like a lemon zest crisp. Like not lemon, but like a zest crisp there. Ooh. It's long too. The finish is nice and warm. The finish as well is still black pepper. I would say black pepper spices. Mmm. Mmm. This is damn good. Shit. And if I'm not mistaken, and I'm looking right now, World Spirits Competition Center. This is one of the gold over there. Yeah, man, this got like a... Oh, it's nice. It's got their Instagram and Twitter on the back of this little tag here or whatever. It's one at the San Francisco Spirit Competition. I think this is their, like, no, I don't want to say any of their bottles introductory, but this one's their the Golden Rise, their introductory bottle. This is a damn good introductory price. And for $100, if you can get it for retail, even $120, that's a damn good price right there. Under $150, man, you can't go wrong. Oh, man. This is, wow. I could sip on this all day, man. That's the one thing about every one of their drinks I've had now. I could just sit here and drink on it all day. Like, it's just stays consistent. It's perfect on the tongue, the palate. The finish is nice and long, but it's also got this warmth to it. I'm telling you, man. Might have to add Michter's Willet. Now I have to add Blue Run to my rye list now. I'm not a big rye guy like I've been saying for the past month, but Michter's and Willet, man, that's my shit. And Angel's Envy, too, as well, but, like, Blue Run, man, that might be my new rye, go-to rye, and easier to get, too. Man, oh. I'm liking this. Ah, man, this looks beautiful, too, in this Copita glass. Ooh, man. I'm going to leave a little bit of this in the glass left. I'm going to close that back up. The bacon spices stay long, too. That black pepperish. It's right on the finish. A nice little spices right at the beginning of the gums. It's got that nice little spice right in the end of your tongue, too, as well. Oof. But I love that warmthness. It just comforts you, you know? Damn, this makes a great winter drink, too, then. It's a little hot today. It's like in the 80s, but... actually, I wouldn't say hot. It's a little perfect weather compared to the fucking past 2 months. It's been super cold here. This is, man, I don't want to give my rating yet. I'm going to leave this in a little glass. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to do like a side-by-side sip right here because I want to talk about my Super Bowl picks. I don't have any. We got the Rams versus the Bengals. I don't know why I forgot that for a moment. Rams versus the Bengals. Oof, man. Oh, my God. Well, my Niners are out because Cody didn't hate enough, as he should have. He wasn't, you know, fucking Jimmy G, that son of a bitch. This dude, where do I even begin with Jimmy G? Where do I even begin? We kind of saw that happening, but, dude, that fourth quarter kicked in. I had someone trying to tell me, oh, you know what happened, why you guys lost. It wasn't Jimmy G's fault. It was the momentum that got shifted when, what was it? I forgot his name. Tariq, I think it was? When he missed that interception, the momentum got switched. Okay, first of all, that's bullshit because that pass was incomplete, and we're on defense. Now, granted, look, I don't believe in this if you would have caught it, if this would have happened. That's ifs and buts for candy and nuts, okay? All I know is they didn't catch it, the Rams I'm talking about, they didn't catch it, and they didn't put any more yards on it. So either way, I'm happy with the defense of it, whether he caught it or not. But that was 11 minutes. It was 11 minutes still left in the game after that. Let's talk about the last 6 minutes of this game. I'm talking about the 49ers versus the Rams, people. The last 6 minutes of the game, do you want to know what the last 7 plays Jimmy G did? I explained this to this friend of mine, or colleague, if you will, and he kept saying, bro, I saw with my eyes, you lost the momentum. I'm like, dude, that sounds like some make-believe fairy tale shit. Let me tell you what I saw with my fucking eyes. In the last 7 plays, I saw Jimmy G, in this order too, by the way, he threw 5 fucking incomplete passes, had a 2-yard run, and a fucking interception. And he sat up here and told me, but that's not Jimmy G's fault. Excuse my French, but motherfucker, what? How could that not be Jimmy G's fault? 5 incompletes. You only get a 4th down. So that right there is he had 4 incompletes. And one time when we had the ball. And then the next one, when we after we left defense and came back on the offense, he had another incomplete. And then I forgot who he landed. Maybe it might have been Debo. He let someone run the ball. They only got 2 yards because it was a stupid fucking play, by the way. I just looked at that and was just like, why would you even do that? Or whatever. And then his next throw was a fucking... You could tell, too. I can't tell if the Rams' defense just got better or just Jimmy G. He just does what he does in the fourth quarter, and he just fucking chokes. And he just gets nervous when pressure is put on him. And I love that people defend him online saying, like, oh, you gotta give him some credit. I mean, he was under a lot of pressure. It's just like, he was under a lot of pressure the whole fucking game. Well, all of a sudden, the fourth quarter, he decided, well, I'm just going to randomly throw this fucking ball the way I want to now. And when he threw that interception, you could just see, I think there was like maybe, there was maybe 2 minutes left in the game. I can't even tell. 1 minute left in the game. Yeah, you know, and I had a bad feeling about the game when it started too, because I think it was the first quarter. It might have been the second quarter. I heard one of the announcers or the commentators say the difference in between percentile of how long the Rams have held the ball compared to the 49ers. And I was just like, that shit was so baffling. I was just like, oh my God. Anyone who holds, I think the percentage of the Rams were like at 80%. It was somewhere in that ridiculous ass number. And the 49ers was like 14 or something like that percent. And I was just looking at that going, we're going to lose this game. I said that. I was like, if we can't hold onto the ball that long, holy shit. And you know what? Look, you don't need to hold onto the ball that long if you're scoring. If Jimmy G can throw passes to where people are getting yards and we're hitting touchdowns in like our first 2 plays, then it's incredible. I don't care about holding the ball for too long. But that wasn't happening. And that writing was on the wall there. And what we needed to win that is we needed to be way in advance by at least a touchdown and a field goal for me to feel comfortable enough to give Jimmy G a pass in the fourth quarter. We was not up by that. So I already knew that this was looking bad. Even with us being in the lead, this was looking bad. And then his last 7 plays, 5 incompletes, a 2-yard run, and an interception. And I've had people tell me, you can't blame him for that because the momentum was shifted 8 minutes ago when Tariq, if I'm not fucking his name up, missed that interception. What? Motherfucker, this is professional sports. Look, I know I never played professionally. I played in high school and a little bit in college. I don't give a fuck about no momentum. Okay? You get your ass out there and you play like you've never fucking played before. Especially when the chips are on the line this deep into the series. When you got a chance to go to whatever championship game that you got your hands on, whether it be the NBA championship, the World Series, or the fucking Super Bowl, I don't want to hear no shit about momentum. If it's like 40 seconds left and you say momentum change it, that's a different story. But if you got a whole goddamn quarter left, you need to... And you know, it's a part of that. It's probably the coach's fault because... Where the fuck is Trey Lance at? He should have pulled Jimmy G's ass out. Look, our defense, look, they wasn't perfect, but they played pretty damn good. It was just this dude, Cooper Kupp, man. There was 3 dudes sticking him at times. And he's just incredible. I mean, if the Rams do win this, the Super Bowl, it's because of fucking Cooper Kupp. We didn't have an answer for him. We just couldn't stop him. He was just on a roll. I mean, phew. That would be the only edge I'd probably give the Rams going into the Super Bowl. I think Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp just got some great dynamic. I think they got a little bit of good chemistry going for them. I thought the Bengals, honestly, whoever would have went, 49ers or Rams, the Bengals was going to win this. But, man, I'm kind of liking this camaraderie on the on the Rams side, especially with Cooper Kupp and Matthews. I think they just play well together. They got like this dynamic duo. Cooper, I mean, he could be pressured and he just, I mean, Matthew, he could be pressured and he just throw it to Cooper and lights out, baby. He's catching it more than likely. I don't give a fuck how many dudes you stick on him. This shit was embarrassing. We had three dudes sticking him a few times and I was like, we just can't stop him. I don't really have a dog in the fight and I don't think I'm betting this series neither. I just got to go back to saying I wouldn't be shocked who wins this game. I got a little bit of siding on the Rams because I think the pressure is on them more playing in their hometown. You can't lose this game. I said this last week. You cannot lose this game. That L.A. fan base is going to be fucking pissed. You're going to see the life suck out of them like a fucking Ziploc bag when you push down on it. It's going to be gone. So I'm giving a little bit of the edge to the Rams here, but I wouldn't be shocked if Joe Burrow just comes through and with his bang coat on and come annihilate this team. Should be a good game. I'm looking forward to the halftime show more. Man, hold on. We got some UFC paper. Wait, is that next week? Oh, man. Now I got to look it up. I think it might be the week after. We got a UFC pay-per-view. Adesanya and Whitaker. I got Adesanya winning that one. You know, not take Whitaker out again. So, and I just saw the Volkanovski fight with Max Holloway, because Max Holloway had an injury. It got replaced with the Korean Zombie. I'm looking forward to that fight. I think Korean Zombie's paid his dues, and he definitely deserves a championship fight. But I heard Max Holloway is cleared now from his injury, and I was just like, oh, man, come on. Because I was looking forward to that fight, but I guess, you know, he's still got to put training in. I don't know how long that'll take, but I bet Max Holloway, he said he wants to be the backup fighter. So, look, if you're good enough to be the backup fighter, then you're good enough to go. I wish they would have just, like, canceled the Zombie fight and, went back with Max Holloway. Saved the Zombie fight for a later, not even a pay-per-view. Put it on a fucking free night. Because that'll get people watching that for sure. Man, let's talk about the next pour right here. I'm talking about that Blue Run Calf Strength. The Calf Strength Rye. Oof. I've had this thing a few times now. I'm in love with this bottle. I can't even decide sometimes if I love it more than the bourbon or not. So, go ahead and pop this bad boy. This ain't gonna be a long show, neither, people. It's probably be like 30 minutes, 35. Damn, baby. This smells like French toast right off the nose, baby. Mmm. Oh, man, it's beautiful. Look at that color. It's got like this golden amber color, too. Almost like a copper. Like a high golden, though. I'm gonna go. Oh, man, look at that. Bacon spices, slight oaky. Got the rye spices on it. Damn, it smells like cinnamon toast, baby. Mmm. Oh, man, malted milk, maybe? No, let's go ahead and zip through. Mmm. Ooh, that spice is on the finish, baby. A hint of oak is there. It's like a little hop bitterness. Hop bitter. Mm. It's flavorful. It's got like some fruit on there. Almost like a, like berries kind of in a way. Mmm. 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 Oh man, yeah. This is the shit right here. The finish, it starts off like a short to medium to long now. Mmm. It's dry as hell, which I love, by the way. It follows the palate very closely. As far as everything I taste on the palate is straight there. The oak sticks out a little bit more in the finish, too. Mmm. The spice is not as prevalent no more on the finish. It's kind of light. But it is at the beginning. Holy shit. Mm. Hold on. Mm. Mm. Oh, man. I love this, man. Yeah. I love the spices just stay at the beginning of the palate here. Doesn't spread around. Stays consistent with the beginning there. The finish has like this nice medium length to long now. Just like the golden rye, it's warm, but it's drier than the golden rye. Oh man. There's this like, I can't tell what that is at the beginning though. I lick it off my teeth and shit. I can just taste it under my gums. It's like this caramel flavor or something. It's fucking sweet as hell though. It tastes so good. You know, when I first opened this thing, I thought like, oh my God, this is better than the bourbon. And then I went back and said, oh no, the bourbon, I think the bourbon has a little bit more of whatever that taste I'm feeling under my gums and my teeth. I think the bourbon one has way more of it. I love that shit about it. And I love it about this cash strength rye here. But it's like very subtle on this. Ooh. I love that oakiness too. It's perfectly balanced, well-rounded too. Yeah, man, this is... Yeah, this is better than the golden rye. That's totally better than the golden rye. All right, go back into the golden rye now. Let's go ahead and sip. Yeah. Totally. Cash strength is much better. Yeah. I have my ratings all together now. Yeah, this is... Ooh, I fucking love that shit. Oh my God, that cash strength. This is it, people. I got my ratings all together now. It's exactly how I thought it would be, too. I'm giving the golden rye, I'm dropping a 3 on that bad boy. That's a 3 out of a last drop right there. If this is your first time listening, we kind of go through like a 1 through 4 rating, if you will. So like 1 being the worst, and our 4 is what we call the last drop. So we give like 1, 1.5, 2, 2.5, 3, 3.5s. And then if you're like the creme de la creme, you get a last drop, which coincidentally is the name of this show. And the name of a spirit company too, in good old jolly old England, or UK per se. I like the golden rye. Nice, crisp, subtle. More of an everyday pour. I could drink this daily too, every day, all day. But the reason why it keeps it from a 3.5 or anything higher is I think it's just missing that oomph, you know? Something to make it just like really just hit home that like, oh man, this shit is so solid. Kind of like what the cash strength and the high rye does. Solid pour. You can't go wrong with $99 though on retail for that. So the bottle is beautiful as all hell. It's my least favorite one of as far as the designs of the bottle out of all of them, but still a damn good pour right there. And then when I get to this one, and this one has like a white butterfly on it, like a white glossy blizzard pearl butterfly on it. I go back to this one. Hold on. Oh yeah. This is my shit right here. Hold on. Oh man. I don't know what that is, but it's got like this caramel taste to it, but it is so fucking good. I fucks with that. It's very delightful at what is this, at 106 proof? Where's my phone at? Yeah, so we're looking at 53, yeah, so 106 proof, about 53 ABV here. Solid, baby. You know what? I think it's like a maple syrup or something like that. And I think like that fruit I'm getting, it's my favorite fruit note. It's cherries, baby. It's like a maple syrup brown sugar taste. Oh, man, I love this shit. I love this shit. This is... Okay, if you couldn't tell, so I gave a 3 to the golden rye, and on the cash strength rye, baby, go ahead and get the banners out. I'm dropping the last drop on this bad boy right here. This shit right here. Mike, you and your team over at Blue Run Spirits, you outdone yourself. And I barely just got the golden rye, the high rye, and the cash strength, or the high rye bourbon and the cash strength rye. So, and there's, what, 12 bottles? I might be missing on all the Blue Run goodness here and don't even know it. But this right here, this is a fucking winner. This is a banger of a drink right here. I'm so happy I got some of these bottles. And this is probably like my new favorite spirit of the year. This is definitely winning Distillery of the Year, Spirit of the Year, if you will. It probably, when we get to the end of the year, it might even be my top 5. This might be number 1, to be honest. I guess I'm going to go ahead and spoil it here. So we'll see come the end of the year if this will be my number 1 spirit of the year. It's like a dessert in a fucking bottle, honestly. It is so fucking good. Actually, I might think that more about the high rye bourbon. I think that one is more of a dessert. And I love that one. I probably like that one more than this one, too. But this is getting the last drop. I love it. I love it from the presentation. My folks love it. My mother, she loves this fucking bottle design. I think it's a beautiful fucking butterfly design. I love the juice inside of it. The price on this one was I spent $160 on this. And I think the retail is like $120, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's $120. So yeah, this is a winner right here. Ooh, man. Oh man, this is, if I'm not mistaken, this is a cash strength version of the golden rye too, so. They've outdone themselves with this one then. They outdone this one. Okay, that's definitely maple syrup now. The more I drink it, that is definitely maple syrup. Okay. It's like some fucking chocolate in there, too. I taste a little bit of lemon. I mean, there's all kinds of. That is definitely cherry. That is a cherry flavor, for sure. Giving this a last drop, man. I love it. So, people, with that said, by the way, has anybody heard the new Kavinsky song? I think it's called Zenith. The album is coming out. It's dropping. It's coming out soon. But the new single just came out, Zenith. Ooh. Okay. This is a Zenith featuring Prudence and Morgan. I love the album cover, by the way, too. Album cover is dope. I'm looking forward to this album come out next month, I think. I might even lead us out of the show with this now. So, damn. So I'm dropping a 3 on this on the golden rye and a last drop on the cash strength rye. Blue Run, you got me hooked on this feeling. You gotta believe it. Okay. Oh, okay. Anyway, Cody will be back next week. We'll be doing Craft Beer Week, obviously. Craft Beer Week, the Valentine's edition show, or Super Bowl edition, whichever one you prefer. Actually, so we recorded on Super Bowl day, and we posted on Valentine's Day. So you're getting a little double dose of everything there. A little something for the ladies and a little bit of something for the dudes. Or a little bit of something to both, you know? Introduce yourself and enjoy yourself, bitches. So, I want to thank everyone for listening to this week's episode. Thank you for tuning in with me for the past 2 weeks doing this thing solo. You know how those be. They be fun sometimes, but they can get a little lonely. I'd be missing my Cody. With that said, thank everyone for listening. Thank you for everyone that's going to keep listening. Thank you for joining in. And thank you for going to tune in the future for next week. I am your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JD. And like we always say, livers will never be... Okay, you can stop it. Stop convincing. Stop saying it. Livers will never be the same. and glasses will never be dry.